The Lost World, d'après Conan Doyle. Harrops, copyright Larousse 2020. This is Edward Malone, a young reporter who works for a newspaper called the Daily Gazette. Edward is in love with a young woman called Gladys. Gladys wants to marry a very brave, clever, and interesting man. So Edward decides to do something very brave to impress her. I need a really difficult and dangerous assignment.
You must interview Professor Challenger.
Who is Professor Challenger? Edward visits Professor Challenger. The professor tells Edward an incredible secret.
During my expedition, I discovered dinosaurs living in a lost world in South America.
I don't believe you.
If you don't believe me, come with me to South America. We will go to the lost world and you will see.
If I go to South America and find dinosaurs, maybe Gladys will marry me. Professor Challenger organizes an expedition. They travel from England to South America. They walk through the jungle with some local guides. The local guides are very scared. They don't want to go to the lost world. One evening, they see something in the sky. Is it a bird? No, it's too big. It's a pterodactyl. The pterodactyl comes closer. They are scared. But the pterodactyl does not kill them. It steals their dinner. The next day, they see a very tall cliff. The lost world is on top of the cliff. They climb the cliff. It is very difficult and dangerous. Now they must cross a deep canyon. They put a tree across the canyon and use it as a bridge. But when they arrive on the other side, the tree falls into the canyon. They are trapped in the lost world. Professor Challenger and Edward explore the lost world. They discover many strange plants and animals. Suddenly, four pterodactyls appear in the sky. The pterodactyls are hunting for food.
Run! Run! Run!
They run away and hide in a cave. The pterodactyls cannot find them. They are safe. They are cold, so they make a fire in the cave. A dinosaur tries to enter the cave. But Edward takes a burning branch from the fire. The dinosaur is scared of the flames, and it runs away. Professor Challenger and Edward are now eating their breakfast. Suddenly, they hear a loud noise in the forest. Is it another dinosaur? Is it a pterodactyl? No, it's a group of ferocious ape men. The ape men capture Professor Challenger and the guides. But Edward hides in the forest. The ape men do not capture him. Edward follows the ape men through the forest. The ape men take Professor Challenger and the guides to their cave. They put them in a deep, dark hole. They cannot escape. They are not alone in the deep, dark hole. There is a man with beautiful feathers on his head. He is the prince of an Indian tribe. Edward waits patiently. The ape men leave the cave. Edward enters the cave. he throws a rope to the men in the deep hole. Now they can escape. The Indian prince thanks Edward.
You are very clever and brave, he says. Please come to my village.
In the Indian village, there is a big celebration. The people in the village are happy because their prince has returned. Edward is a hero. The Indian prince wants Edward to stay in the village.
You can help us to fight the ape men, he says.
No, says Edward, we must return to England.
I know a way to leave this place, says the Indian prince. Follow me. A secret tunnel.
The Indian prince gives Edward a box. A strange noise comes from inside the box. What is in the box? Can you guess?
Goodbye. Thank you for helping us.
Professor Challenger looks inside the box.
It's a baby pterodactyl.
They walk through the tunnel. At last, they have escaped from the lost world. Edward and Professor Challenger return to England. They organise a public meeting to tell everybody about their discoveries.
We have discovered a lost world in South America. We have seen living dinosaurs.
You're crazy. The dinosaurs are extinct.
Professor Challenger puts a big box on the table. He opens the box. The pterodactyl flies out of the box.
Now, do you believe us?
Edward goes to visit Gladys. Now she will see that I'm a brave adventurer. I'm sure she will marry me. But Gladys tells him that she is already married.
Is your husband a brave adventurer? No, he's very ordinary. He works in an office.
Edward is very disappointed and angry.
What can I do?
There is nothing for me in London now. Edward visits Professor Challenger again.
What do you want?
I want a new adventure.
Let's return to the lost world.